And God, we bless your name. If you be so kind, Lord, as to allow the music that we sing, the songs, to minister to us. We are just making ourselves available to you. The writer declared that we would enter into these gates with thanksgiving and enter, Lord, even into your courts with praise. Lord, really, that's not too much to ask. But Lord, when we consider all that you have been and all that you have done, that's really not too much to ask. And so, God, in these few moments that are ours to share, would you usher us in a little closer? Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Lord, we recognize that we've got to be mighty close to feel you breathe on us. And we're not ashamed to admit that we want to draw closer. And Lord, we can't get there by ourselves, so we need you to usher us. Songwriter declared, draw me nearer. Drawing, Lord, is what you do so well. You said if you be lifted up, you draw all men. God, we lift you. Now draw us. And then, Lord, when we have been afforded that closeness, would you keep us that we would not stray? Keep us as only you can keep us. Put a hedge round about us. Grandma used to sing a song that said, Lord, be a fence all around. Not only, Lord, will I promise not to go out, you'll promise not to let the enemy in, and I'll be all right. Now, God, I pray that you strengthen me to stand in these few moments that we have remaining. People need a word, Lord. And you are that word. Speak, Lord. Speak loud and above every trial, above every pain. Speak above our disappointment. Speak above our setbacks. Speak, Lord, above the confusion of the world. Speak above our cancer. Speak above diabetes. Speak above arthritis. Speak above migraine. Speak, God. We need a word from you. An everlasting word. Keep us in your word. And God, forgive us of our sins. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Father. In the name of Jesus. The redeemed of the Lord said, amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Come on, give God some praise by putting your hands together. Come on, stand up for just a moment and give God some praise. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I feel your presence, Lord. I desire your presence. Come on and give him a wave offering and tell him, it's me, Lord. I need you, Father. Stop by and check on me. Lift me up a little higher. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let that just settle with you a moment. Just feel the Lord moving. Just feel the Lord moving. Hallelujah. Come on, close your eyes. Come on, close your eyes together. Just let him use it. Let him use this moment to minister to you. Feel him brushing by you. Feel him. Just close your eyes. Come on, meditate. Some of you don't meditate at all. This is just a moment for you. Let him have his way with you. Breathe him in. Come on, take a deep breath and just breathe him in. And hold him. Hold him right there. Hold him. Hallelujah. 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 Mm. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, God, thank you. Hallelujah. Breathe on us. Come on, God. Breathe on us. Resuscitate your people, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Mm. Somebody's got your heaviness all around you. Could you just lift your arms just to show God that you're willing to let it go? Just can't nobody see you, every eye's closed. You ain't got to tell your business, but your heaviness has been weighing you down. You've been carrying that burden too long. Oh God, if I can just lift my arm to show you that I'm willing to let it go. I can't fix it, Lord. I can't make it no better. So I'm going to let it go. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. I don't want to know any other help. I'm not going to try any other source. You're the only one, Lord. You're Alpha and Omega in all my circumstances. You're what makes me come in and what makes me go out. You're what lies me down and lifts me up. You're every step I take. And it's all unto you. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. And whom the Lord has set free. Whom the Lord has set free. Ooh. Whom the Lord has set free. Free, Lord. Free, Lord. Free, Lord. Free from my heartaches. Free from my pain. Free from my tears. I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No chains holding me. I'm free. And I feel better. So much better. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, can you say thank you, Jesus? Come on, say it like you mean it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I owe you thanks for all the miles I've traveled. I owe you thanks for not letting me die in my sleep last night. I owe you thanks. God, I've forgotten some things and now I remember. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. Worthy, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Can I tell you something? When people look at you funny, that means you're doing something they don't know what to do with. When they look at you funny, they don't understand because they don't know what you know. Don't be ashamed of it. Because if it had not been for the Lord, if it had not been for the Lord, you wouldn't be able to get looked at and know anything about it. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you better take it all in because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me. Hallelujah. You're looking at the crown jewel in the eye of the Lord. How many know you're a real somebody? Amen. Amen. God bless you. Grab your Bibles. I'm not going to keep you long. Somebody put a note on my door. Said that we got out of church at 12:30. I say, y'all owe the Lord 30 minutes. That's what I say. Amen. Look at your name and say, that's not likely to happen today. Look at another name and say, but I'm all right with it. I'm all right with it. Amen. Amen. Don't be trying to cut God short. Amen. Like all of a sudden you got somewhere to be in a hurry. Turn on your smartphones and your tablets. 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter 7. King James, New Living, Amplified Message. There's an app for that. All you iPhone 6 customers. All of you Android lovers, we got an app for that. Amen. You look sophisticated with your smartphones and tablets. Amen. The Lord our good and greatly to be praised. Amen. You can enlarge the print. You can just slide your finger and it gets bigger so us can read together. 2 Samuel chapter 7, beginning at verse 18. I'm going to read from my Bible today just a little bit and see if I can't let y'all keep up with me. Amen. Then King David went and sat before the Lord and prayed. Who am I, O sovereign Lord, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? And now, sovereign Lord, in addition to everything else, you speak of giving me a lasting dynasty. Do you deal with everyone this way, O sovereign Lord? What's more can I say? You know what I am really like, sovereign Lord. And for the sake of your promise and according to your will, you have done all these great things and have shown them to me. How great you are, O sovereign Lord. There is no one like you. There is no other God. We have never even heard of another God like you. Amen. You may be seated. Ushers, thank you so much. Find your family and find you a good place. To all of our guests today, we thank God for you coming by and pray, God, that if you're looking for a church home, that Brookville will be just kind of sort of what you're looking for. If you don't stay with us today, come again and give us one more try. 2 Samuel chapter 7 is really a reality chapter. David has experienced God in a way that he had never experienced him before. And it is not to say that any other experience is minimized, but David falls into a reality. We in our culture often use the phrase a reality check. And I think, Jesse, that David is doing his own reality check. You take some time, you really need to read the previous chapters and combine them together and then really kind of culminate at the closing arguments of chapter 8. But the reality check is so necessary. I think most of us would benefit tremendously if we did more reality checks. There is probably nothing wrong with fantasy or some sense of taking absence from one's realities and to look at things in a sense of what might be or what might have been. I think that, quite honestly, all of us who are above the age of about 12 have experienced the moment of what might have been. I think sometimes, Dr. Dixon, people say that we should have zigged when we zagged, or we should have ran when we stood. But for most of us, when it comes to God, we really need to do more reality checks. I would suggest to you, brothers and sisters of the 1230 state of mind, if you don't say more, I'll say more myself. In other words, your amens would be appreciated. Not that it's going to change anything. But I would suggest to you, my brothers and sisters, that the life of the Christian, and I use emphasis there because that's really what we ought to be trying to do, is live the life of the Christian. I would suggest to you that the life of the Christian requires frequent reality checks. I said to the church often that you cannot lead where you have not been. And you cannot teach what you do not know. And you cannot ask of people to be what you are not. It's a reality check. Many of us expose ourselves by pretending to do or to know, and then reality catches up with us. And it is an embarrassing time for any people or any one person when your realities expose you as a fraud. Nudge your neighbor and tell them, don't go out like that. And so it is that with David in this particular setting, Wanda, as he really exposes himself to his own realities, the language, Doc, is really kind of personal in that he says, look, you know, Lord, I'm sitting here. Can I say that the first point, Sandra, for the purpose of keeping us intact today, is that some of y'all just need to sit down and have a reality check. It's right there in the text, Jennifer. He says, David went in and sat down. But here it is, Larry. It's not just where you sit. It's who you're sitting with. Uh-huh. Mama said, y'all better mind the company y'all keep. Some of you have had your realities polluted and clouded because you're sitting with the wrong people. I'd be willing to turn my back, Kim, and give some of y'all a chance to relocate. But for the sake of your pride, you won't even let me know I'm right about it. But sometimes your situations and circumstances are driven by who you sit with. David went and sat before the Lord. Can I say that some of us don't spend enough time sitting with the Lord? I'm going to let that marinate like good ribs on the 4th of July. You hear what he said? He said, I went in and I sat with the Lord. And notice what he did when he got there. He started praying. We've been struggling with prayer around here too long. And it come to me that the reason why we struggle with prayer is two things that David exposes for us right in the text. We won't come in and we won't sit with the Lord. See, some of us, again, are too busy wondering who else going to be there and who I got to deal with and who going to interfere with the moment. And let me tell you something. It's going to always be somebody to deal with. Look at your neighbor and say, you keep me praying. Trying to help some of y'all. Y'all been wanting to say that all along. Some of y'all going to need to move around and tell somebody else, you keep me praying. And then look at them and say, well, if I keep you praying, where you at on Wednesday? That was a setup. Here it is. I gotta go. I'm going to let y'all go. Here it is, Sandra. He sat with the Lord and pray. Notice what he says. First of all, he acknowledges that self has been blessed. Yeah. Then the text. He said, Lord, who am I that you've been this year good to me? It's right in the text. He said, Lord, who am I? Some of y'all need to ask God that right now. Because some of y'all got it going on. And you know and I know that every good and perfect gift has come down from your Father who loves you with no shadowing or no reserve. Look at the name, there's no reserve. God has put us in the unlimited category. He said, you can ask, think, and imagine, and I'll do it because I love you. And some of y'all ain't being faithful enough to at least go back and say, Lord, thank you. Some of y'all are so arrogant and so puffed up that even when God blessed you, you had the audacity to complain about the blessing. Well, this ain't what I asked for. This wasn't how I prayed. This ain't the color I asked for. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to learn how to be thankful and in all your ways acknowledge him. David sat down and prayed and said, Lord, self has been blessed. And some of y'all sitting here now looking at me kind of cross-eyed, inflicted. Act like I ain't talking to you. Yes, I is. Because God has been good to us. And the redeemed of the Lord ought to say so. Sometimes it's too quiet around here. David goes in. And again, you cannot go in if you keep staying out. sat there and he said, you know what, Lord, you've been good to me. I'm listening to the choir. I didn't have that note in here, but I'll add it now. But I was listening. That setup song, you know, too many of us wasn't singing that. Too many of us wasn't worshiping on that. But Lord, ain't nothing but a setup right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sweet Holy Spirit. Sweet Heavenly Dove.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, that ain't nothing but a get your groove on right there. Amen. And look, I'm sitting here trying to stay in my chair. Because I say if I stand up, I block the choir, you know, big old boy like me. Sometimes I go stand up there on the side because I ain't gonna hold my praise back.
Yeah, yeah.
Worrying about y'all. But that wasn't nothing but a setup. And some of us done got to where we so sophisticated now we can't praise our God.
Yeah.
David sat down and prayed to God and said, Lord, you've been good to me. And I'm going to tell you something right now, here and right now, there ain't one of y'all can sit in here and say, God ain't been good to you. Now, there ain't nobody, I don't care. Listen, you don't have to drive anything particular.
That's right.
You don't have to live anywhere particular. You're breathing.
Yeah.
No, more than six of y'all heard me. I said, you're breathing. I said, who am I? And notice what he said. And what is my family that you kept me? See, here again, Sister Ava, the issue is not what you have. It's that he kept you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Listen, because David said, you have brought me this far.
Yeah.
Woo, look at your name. Say, I've been a long time in this journey. You can't expect somebody that has come as far as I've come to sit up in here and be quiet. You can't expect somebody that's been recovered after I've been recovered to not wave my hand. You can't expect me to sit on my God when he picked me up and turned me around. The Lord has brought me from a mighty long way. Through many dangers, toils, and snares. Who am I? I done come a long way. I done come a long way. But my usedness will never outweigh my someday. David said, I realized that I didn't get here all by myself. And God, not only did you bring me, but you brought my little raggedy family right along with me. Every parent ought to just lift up a shout. Brought them little knucklehead right along with you. Every husband, every wife, every son, every daughter ought to just lift up a shout and say, not only me, but you brought my people too. Some of you don't realize that the only reason some of your family is still living is because you got a relationship with a holy and righteous God. Some of you done kept your family alive. The very one that won't speak to you and take advantage of you, you stayed on your knees rather than putting your fist up. You said, God, for my baby's sake. We done come a long way. We kept on pressing. Paul reminds us, Paul said, listen, I have learned whatever state I'm in. How many know you can give him a praise even when it's jacked up? He reminds, he said, I'm convinced. I got to go. He said, I'm convinced that you did it. Notice the language, Wanda. He calls him sovereign. Sovereign. Sovereign God. You know what he said? He said, Lord, it was all up to you. You do know, beloved of God, some of y'all are still alive. Because he's sovereign. Some folk didn't want you to be here today. Look at your name and tell him, but he's sovereign. Some folk didn't want you to keep that job, but he's sovereign. Some folk didn't want your medicine to work, but he's sovereign. Some folk didn't want your husband or wife to come back, but he's sovereign. Some folk didn't want you to lift up your hands, but he's sovereign. God don't God by committee. He's sovereign. Nobody but you, Lord. He said, well, Lord, I recognize, he said, that you are sovereign. God is sovereign. Notice the text. I'll hurry along here. Maybe we'll just try to cut it short here. But notice what he said. He said, I recognize that God is my sovereign. Can I help some of y'all to free yourself from the bondage and captivity of relationship with men? Man can't do nothing for you. God is sovereign. I found all that I need in the Lord. Stop letting folk hold you hostage for a couple of nickels, a ride, or a sandwich. God is sovereign. How many know God will still make your enemies your footstool? You better do me right by the Lord. God is sovereign. He said, God, you are great. It's right there in the verse. In verse 22, he said, how great you are. Some of y'all need to say that more often. Can I help you to rehearse long through here? Just say it with me. How great you are. See, that ain't everybody. We ought to make the chandelier shake. Let's try it one more time. How great you are. Bet that caught heaven attention right there. God is sovereign. He is a great God. And you got to learn how to talk to him like that. It's a reality. He said, you know, God, I recognize now how great you are. Oh, sovereign one. And then he said something that I just love, and I really should hurry along through here. He said, ain't nobody like you. There is no one like you. And then what I like, watch this, preachers, he backs it up by saying, and there is no other God. Just in case we have humanized you too much, I'm going to back it up by saying there is no other God. Notice he's saying, Jess, he's saying, Lord, you is it. Can y'all say that with me? Lord, you is it. I know my educators are going to have a problem with that. That's a parking lot thing. Y'all fix it out there, but I got it in here. Lord, you is it. No, notice now, he reminds us, I'm going to hurry long. He said, realistically, this is my reality, that Jesus is Lord. And now some deep theologians, Dr. Corbett, are going to say, well, David does not speak in the sense of Jesus, but you can't separate God, Father, and Holy Ghost. Here we are. Some of you have not yet established this reality, that he is Lord. I'll give some of you a chance to get off the little bus. He is Lord. And here's the free bonus. You is alive because he's Lord. You exist because he's Lord. David says, God, I'm interested here. In this thing you're doing, I'm going on. He said, because I really need to know, do you deal with everybody like this? Can I get some folk to holler back at me? Have you ever had it so good that you wonder if God ain't cheating? Oh, come on, y'all ain't talking back to me. I'm telling you now, listen. Sometimes I think God cheating in my favor. Y'all ain't talking to me. I mean, he said, no, Jennifer. He said, do you do everybody like this? Listen, that I'm going to hurt long. There's a little AT&T commercial. I like the little girl in the AT&T commercial, new commercial. And this actor, he comes, I can't remember the guy's name, but he's an actor. And they're standing there talking, and he's trying to act like he's getting a hookup because he's a celebrity. And she, you know, she's trying to play him off like, no, everybody get this. You know, and then, you know, keep going. Then she said, and we're talking loud. I don't really know why. But that's how I feel. Sometimes I feel like God just giving me a hookup. Y'all ain't talking back to me. I mean, I know it's got to be at least five folk in here that know that you done got a hookup. David said, God, you ain't selfish. You is a hook 'em up kind of God. Notice now, he says, you are my source. And you realize that now watch this, look at the language. He said, this, you know, I really got to be careful along through here, Dr. Corbett, that I don't expose my own proclivities for failing and messing up sometime. But David said, in light of the fact that, Lord, you really know how I am. Come on, some of y'all ought to shout right along through there. Some of y'all know that if the real you showed up on Sunday, we wouldn't let you do nothing. We wouldn't have you on no committees. We wouldn't let you walk. We wouldn't even let you walk by the offering table. David said, God, what I've tried to hide from them, you know, but because of what you know, you still treat me better than them. Woo! Can I get somebody to just shout back at me, Lord, you know? David says, God, you have got to be kidding me. You know what I'm really like. Amen. Some of y'all know that your Sunday you is your best you. Don't look at nobody. Because, listen, you doing all you can right now to keep it in the lane. That's why some of y'all don't move around doing fellowship. Y'all scared that the other you going to show up. David said, God, you know, you are a promise keeper. He said, Lord, we're going to hurt long. Some of you know that you try all you know how to try. But you don't always get it right. Look, can you look at least three people and say, if only you knew how many times I done messed this thing up. You probably wouldn't even sit by me. David says, watch this now. Can I tell you that the propensity for proclivity is not your problem? It is the fact that you are a promise that ought to bring out your praise. Y'all missed it. The fact that you mess up is not a real problem. What you ought to remember is that you are a child of promise, and that ought to generate your praise. That's why the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Even though I got a problem, I still got to praise. Because he knows. What I'm trying to hide from y'all and keep y'all from knowing, he already know. But the praise is that he still lets me be, and he knows. So what is David saying? Number three, David is saying, God, you're a secret keeper. God keeps secrets. Nudge your neighbor and say, he keeps secrets. Look at another name and say, you can't, but he keeps secrets. How many of y'all, listen, notice what David said. David said, do you deal with everybody like this? And then he said, because you know what I'm really like. You keep secrets. And how many have ever tried folk by telling them a little something to see if that little something going to come back? And how many ever had it happen? Even in the church. Why y'all hands went up so high when I said church? Here it is. I'm about finished. He said, Lord, the reality for me is, watch this now, that I'm not going to be like some folk who refuse to face the reality that you are God. David says, I find it impossible to suggest that my existence is without you. And see, again, some of us, you would almost have to worry that we've lost sight of the reality that God is and that we are not if he ain't. Boy, y'all missed that. I'm going to say it again. Some of us are acting as if we have forgotten that God is. And if he was not, then we ain't. Because there is no us without him. And you better acknowledge that there is a him because there is us. Them two go together. So David said, you know, for me, God, I look at how you have dealt with me and realizing that I should have been dead. Some of us are trying to present ourselves as if we are impervious to death. But Moses reminds us that man born of a woman, you know, he reminds us that life is short. He said, listen, we are fortunate if we get 3 sco and then some. But some of you know that you don't have to live that long to die right then. And he reminds us, David kind of helps us to understand. I'm getting along through here now. David helps us to understand that in creation, I see my creation. Yeah. Go back and I feel my help coming now. Go back and look at the Genesis writer, and he reminds us that God made everything. But God looked around at everything and said, it's nothing without you. Look at the name and said, everything needs me. Yeah, God said, yes, I've made trees and flowers and I've made cattle on 1,000 hills, but ain't none of it no good without my human. I got to make something. And God then looks at the Holy Council and said, let us make man in our image. Why? So he's not cheated out of anything divine. Look at another name and said, there's something divine in you. Yeah. Notice. He reminds us. He said, listen, when I see all that is created, I see me. I see God working in my rising and my falling. I see God when I look at water, I see me. When I see the sky blue, I see me. When the storm clouds are raging, I see me. When dirt gets under my feet and in my carpet, I see me. When I realize my coming in and my going out, I see me. Why? Because God put me in everything and God is in my everything. The Bible said, not only do I notice what has been created, but I also notice what is being kept. That's why the sun will not cast itself off into the stratosphere. That's why water remains wet. That's why dirt still remains dirt, because God is keeping everything. That's why the stars are not out of control. That's why we're not floating around in the atmosphere, because whatever God created, God has kept. Slap your name and said, I'm kept, because God is a keeper. I wish I had somebody who could tell somebody God is a keeper. That's why mama said, if it had not been for the Lord, I would have been dead and sleeping in my grave. Somebody know that God is a keeper. Throughout the midnight watches of our life, God is a keeper. When my enemies were surrounding me, God is a keeper. When my water was going dry, when my well would not produce, God is a keeper. Look at your names and neighbor. I'm still here because I held on to God's unchanging hand. I held on and I would not let go. Look at another name and say, neighbor, I'm so glad that God is sovereign. He's my sovereign Lord. That's why when I call on the Lord, anybody ever call on the Lord, I wish I had somebody that could tell somebody that my God is a keeper. He kept me when my body was betraying me. He kept me when I couldn't find a job. He kept me when my family turned on me. He kept me. He kept me. He kept me. Say yeah. Say ah. He kept me. He kept me. But David then reminds us, not only is he sovereign, but he reminds us that God has satisfied him. Yeah, I want to see if I can't find my way home and find at least five folk that can declare I'm satisfied. Yeah, let me tell you why. Three things that we can go as to why you ought to be satisfied. One, this is a short season. Yeah, the Bible declares that the Lord is coming soon. Yeah, I tell your neighbor, this is a short season. Yeah, Jesus said that no man knows the day or the hour. Tell your neighbor again, it's a short season. Yeah, some of us think that we're going to be here forever. But I've come to tell you this morning, it's a short season. That's why the Lord said you got to work while you got the light of day. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you better go to work now. It's a short season. Not only is it a short season, but the Bible declared that everything gonna change. Yes, Lord, the Bible said that the old things will pass away and all things will become new. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I sure want to change. I said I want to change and be made like unto his glorious body. I want my old man to die away. I want that which is corruptible to put on incorruption. I want that which is not like him to become like him. Look at another name and say, neighbor, it's a short season, so you better shout while you can. You better give God the glory while you can. That's why the Lord says, I'm coming soon and my reward is with me. He said, tell everybody that it won't be long and I'm coming on in. But David said, you are the sovereign one, and I want everybody to know that in my short season, I'm not going to hold up my praise. In my short season, I'm going to dance without music. In my short season, I'm going to run when ain't nothing behind me. In my short season, I'm gonna give everything I got. In my short season, I'm not gonna hold back on the Lord. Not only am I gonna give God everything, I'm gonna make sure I give him some more. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, can I hold you for a while and help you to understand you got to maximize your moment? Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, come on and bless the Lord with me. Let's lift him up together and maximize our moment. This may be the last time, I just don't know. But if it is, I want the world to know that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to praise him and give him all the glory. God has been good to me. I say, God has been good to me. Is there anybody here that want to tell him thank you? Can you tell him thank you? Thank you. In my short season, life has made me sing and made me sigh. But it's all right now. It's been good days and bad days, but it's all right now. I hear my grandma saying there's a bright side somewhere. Don't you rest. Don't rest until you find it. There's a bright side. Can you say yeah? Say yeah. Say yeah. I've climbed my hills. I've been in my valleys. I've been in the mud. I've been in the fire. But there's a bright side. Bright side. Bright side. Somewhere. Say yeah. He'll give you joy. He'll give you peace. He'll give you hope. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Say yeah. Say ah. There's a bright side. But then the last thing I got to let y'all go. It's time. But the last thing I was going to tell you is not only is he sitting with God. Sitting, I'm sorry. Not only did he sat with God. Not only did he admit that self has been blessed, he didn't only admit that the Lord was sovereign. He recognized that it was a short season. But Dr. Corbett, the real shout is, ultimately, he was relying on the summons of the Savior. Woo! Tell your name, he gonna call my name one day. I'm just waiting on the Lord. Because the Bible said, for the Lord himself will come down. Woo! That's why they used to sing that song in the church of David, swing low, sweet chariot. Stop and let me ride. Anybody feel like riding? That's why Isaiah said, we're going to mount up with wings like an eagle and fly away. The summons of the Savior. He's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over just a few things. Look at the name and say, neighbor, I ain't got much, but I've been faithful. I ain't rich, but I've been faithful. I ain't famous, but I've been faithful. I've had hard trials, but I've been faithful. Bible says that the dead in Christ will rise first. And see, if you stop right there, you get discouraged. Especially if you're still here. But if you read on in the Thessalonian letter a little bit further, it says, and they that remain. Look at your name and say, hang around a little while, honey. The best is yet to come. And they that remain, who are still alive, will be caught up, caught up, caught up. Woo! That's the summons of the Savior. He's going to say, come on, children, get in a hurry. We're going to meet him. So David reminds us that he go set with the Lord. Reminds us that self got it pretty good. He reminds us that the Lord is sovereign. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, for not blessing me by committee. But he didn't say this is a short season. But Lord, you know all about us. Moses reminds us that if we get that 3 score in 10, we're done pretty good. Some of y'all is getting there. But some of us jitterbugs better tighten up. Look at your name, tell him you ain't going to always be the belle of the ball. Oh, your step's going to get short too. Your hair gonna get gray. You gonna need folk to fetch and carry. But thanks be unto God. Even after the short season, there will be the summons of the Savior. Anybody want to hear him call you? Let's stand on our feet together. I just wanted to share with you you can put on the paper back there the title of the sermon was It's Time for a Reality Check. I figured I'd save it for last so y'all wouldn't get distracted. You gotta set with God. Mama was right when she told you mind the company you keep. I'd rather have somebody that pray with me than somebody that just want to play with me. You know, some people, as long as you go into a party or something, they with you. You know, they'll drive from Farmville to Lynchburg so y'all can hook up and go to Roanoke. But they won't go to church with you? That's a cussing kind of thing right there. I mean, you want to hang out. We can ride the farm bill, get by drunk, and then flip a coin at who going to drive. But you can't go to church with me. You don't want to lay hands on me and pray with me, but you want to go help me fight somebody? You know, ride or die. What does ride or die mean anyway? I don't understand ride or die. That's my ride or die partner. I don't want to be with nobody where those two options are the only thing we got. Either we riding or dying. I'm passing on that. How about ride and eat? Okay, we can do ride and eat. Or ride and win the lottery or something. Ride or die. That's all we got tonight. Ride or die. But you won't go to church with me. I'd rather be around somebody who will pray all night. They want to play all night. You know how we used to judge ourselves when we were young by how late we stayed out. What time y'all got at? Man, we ain't get in about 5 o'clock this morning. And we thought that meant something. But then we can't stay in church till 1 o'clock without going, that's too long. Y'all don't want to talk to me now. Y'all gotten funny. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He says, Lord, you've been good to me. You know, and God ain't got nothing against you going out and have a good time. Go on, have a good time. But you know what time church start? If you can ride with me to the concert in Richmond to see B throw it down, can't we ride to church and see J throw it up? I mean, can't we do that? We can't throw it up for Jesus. We can put a ring on it and to the left and all that, but then we can't come to church. And wave, you know, just wave at the Lord. Folk go to a concert and get hoarse. And come to church and leave with good voice. Because they ain't shouted to God glory one time. I stand up there a little while ago, told some of y'all to shout. Y'all look at me, I'm like, huh, you must be. Yes, I am. I was serious. You can't go, woo, for the Lord. But you can go, ooh, ooh. That's extra vowels and syllables right there. But what he said, listen, it's a short season. Life brings both singing and sighing. That was one of my points. I rushed over it. But you know what he's saying? He said, listen, there are bitter days. There are blessed days. There are hard days. And there are hallelujah days. It comes that way. You don't have to do nothing wrong. Singing and sighing are a part of life. But it's time for a reality check. And what the church must do in this short season is do this reality check. Lord, either we is or we ain't. Ain't no middle ground. Ain't no such thing as almost saved. You're making God out to be a liar. God said, I came for this cause. He didn't almost save anybody. Almost is not a part of the doctrine of the church. Amen. Reverend, I do all of the preaching. Don't mind. I know how it is. But yeah, you're right, Reverend. But he's right. There's no such thing. This is a short season. We don't know how much time we got. We sit around talking, well, maybe next week, or maybe I'll join the church next time. This is a short season. Folk dying that ain't never died before. And no man got a lock on life. Even Jesus died. And then he says, ultimately, It's really in the title of the text. It's there. He said, listen, ultimately, I want God to be happy with me. That's the summons of the Savior. He's going to call us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Yes, but he's also going to hold us accountable. On the day of his coronation, none but the righteous shall see God. If you're here today, you've not accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life, you ought to come. You ought to come now because it's a short season. I'm going to tell you something right now. I have faced my own mortality. 54 has made me think about a lot of things. My cousin was killed the other day, 54. His birthday is a couple of days from now, what would have been his birthday. We were born the same year. You know, we did a lot of things alike. He went in the Marine Corps. I went in the Army. You know, we rode motorcycles. He was killed on a motorcycle. And we had a lot of similarities. And then we had a lot of differences as well. But, you know, when you start going to funerals of people who were born in the same year you were born, and accidents happen and things like, you start saying to yourself, instead of driving 100, I'm going to drop it back to 95. You know, instead of eating all that, I'm going to do some walking. One of my cousins had a stroke a couple of years ago. He and I born, I said, what happened, man? I wasn't doing no exercise. I went and bought me a treadmill. I said, shoot, man, I ain't going out like that. You got, it's a short season. Face your mortality. You thinking because you know, you hunky dory today that you better tighten up. But if you don't have the Lord, you ain't got nothing. We said it this morning in Christian Academy. We said we're gonna put it out there like that. We're gonna actively seek to bring folk to God, because if they're not transformed by God, they ain't transformed. Ain't no bishop saved you. No elder, no overseer. If you're not transformed by God, it's in the Roman letter. Did we not read it? He said, let God transform them, and then they'll understand. That's what we're trying to tell you today, that God wants to transform you. Would you come very quickly? We really want to do this thing to the glory of God. We're going to be a disciple church one way or the other. And if I can get five folk to agree with me on that, then the grace of God will go with us. And if five will turn into 25 and 25 into 75, God's going to be pleased with us. I love you. God knows I do. But ain't no need of us being a fraud. Let's do kingdom life. If you're here today, would you come? Our doors are open for Christian discipleship. If you've not been baptized, we invite you to give your life to Christ today. It's a simple walk. It's a simple conversation. I'll simply ask you, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and now sits at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for your life? Are you willing to accept him as Lord and Savior? And let us teach you. If you say yes, then you are prime for what David did, a reality check. Set with God and pray and recognize your life is pretty good. Just touch your neighbor one more time and tell him you got a good life. God's been good to you. I can see it. It ain't got nothing to do with money. Nobody brought money into the game. There's always going to be money in the world. Getting it might be an issue, but it's out there. My encouragement sometimes is just the fact that it's out there. Every now and then, Raven, I go by the bank just to look in the vault. Sometimes I ask for change just to see them count it. Look at that. Yeah, still, they making them 50. Then. I was in the bank the other day. God bless y'all, anniversary. You know, I had a little bit of money to go to the bank. The lady said, how would you like that back? I said, in U.S. currency. Amen, because I know it's still out there. I don't want no rubles. No G, what them little buy, whatever them little buy things. They don't want them neither. U.S. currency, please. Just to know they still make $100 bills. I held on to the only one they gave me. I said, I'm going to keep this a while. So if they need one and need somebody to show them one, I'll have it. But God said, listen, don't be after stuff that ain't going to last. Some of us have made some critical errors in our life going after money. Go after God. And he'll show you everything. He said, everything is mine. You hang out with somebody who got everything, you ain't lacking for nothing. So would you give your life to Christ? What time is it? Is it time for y'all to go? Yeah. I know how y'all are about this. But I'm serious about what we do. I try to let you laugh a little bit because It's all right to laugh. Some of y'all need to laugh. But we're serious about this. Deacon Walker has always been very adamant about reminding me not to miss the invitation. And so I'm serious. If you'll come now today, let us help you. We got guys like Deacon Davis, Dr. Corbett. We got Jasmine and Raven and Kim. These are storytellers who will say to you, listen, I know. I can help you. Got this Sister Harmony over there. Got Ma Poe. Sister Woodson. Don't say much, but I bet you she could tell you something. So if you've not accepted Christ, would you come today? You've not been baptized, would you come today? And finally, in summary, if you don't have a church home where you can go and be trained, we have training on Wednesday with prayer, and then we have Bible Academy on Thursday and Christian Academy on Sunday morning. Noonday on Wednesday for those of you who are afforded the luxury of being free in the middle of the day. We want to help you grow in the Lord. We're shifting our whole philosophy. Well, not the whole philosophy, but we're shifting the thrust of our learning to stay discipleship development focused. Yeah, I got no problem with it. But I want you to know that God loves you today. And you need a church home. Our doors are open for you today. Gently restore, that's what the Lord says. Put your arms around people. Can you just reach over and put your arms around somebody and give them a little squeeze and say, this is from me to you, from God for us. And it's just God putting his arms around us. Isn't that nice? Did that feel good? Big old squeeze hug, you know, that kind. It means something. This is from me to you, from God to us. I told you a few weeks ago, just start loving on people. Tell them you make me happy. Tell them you're my sunshine. Tell them that you're my joy. You know, I was looking forward to seeing you today. Man, that makes all this. See, look how y'all feel. Now I can't get some of y'all to start. Come on, we're going to pray together. Right where you are, just grab somebody's hand. Put on the mind that thing that you need God to do. Our prayer box is still available. If you want a card, come on by and fill out a card and drop it in today. I'll get it before the evening is done. I've got prayer requests. I've been watching God answer prayers. Those cards that people have been giving me, I've been watching God answer those prayers. And he's answered a lot of them in the last few weeks. Oh, my God, that prayer life thing is working. And I'm honored to pray for you. I really am. I think we're going to set up a little something different. We're going to do something different with our prayer thing. I just got an inspiration. I think we're going to add that to it. I think we're going to be able to shout even more. There's a great cloud of witnesses. That's what the Bible says. Stop being shy about the Lord doing that thing in your life. You ought to come back one week after the next and say, ooh, let me tell you, I put something in that prayer box and God did it. Tell it. Ain't nobody going to stop you. I'm not going to give you no microphone, though, but you can tell it any other way you want to. These things get in folk hands and service get long. I make it long enough. Man. But I love you in the Lord. And yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else? You can throw some, come on, talk to God right quick. What happened to my music man? I can hear you just play. No, I'm just kidding. See, y'all like it when I fuss at people, don't you? So, yes, ma'am, go ahead. Yes, ma'am. You got some help for him? Okay, very good. Very good. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, strokes are devastating. Not only to the individual, but to the family, the friends, and what they do is not only limit mobility, but they affect the mentality. They affect the emotions. Strokes take away a lot of things. But Lord, we thank you that it didn't kill and take away life. So we pray, God, that you put your arms around not only the sufferer, but the family that suffers alone, side by side. For our relatives, Lord, who are afflicted, we sometimes don't know what to say or don't know what to do. But Lord, one thing, don't let us be absent. Because our presence sometimes is medicinal. We can't treat them like they got the plague because they had a stroke or a heart attack or some infirmity. If we can just smile and be there however they need us to be there. So God, we pray for healing, recovery, restoration. We simply say that will be done. For Dominique's children, Lord, who have so many questions and such an intense pain. In their mind, they're thinking that if everybody left, they could be with their loved ones again. But Lord, teach them that they must live. That Lord, you have blessed by putting around them family and friends, and thank you for professional help. This is what the children need presently, so let us find the resources that they can be helped. Bless Grandma, Lord, and certainly, Lord, a great responsibility has fallen upon her, and others in the family will pull together. Some nights, Lord, is seemingly more than one can bear, but the sun will rise again. There is a bright side, Sister Walker, somewhere. It's a bright side for you and the children. We thank you, God, today for the hand that we hold. Didn't realize today, Lord, that we might be holding this particular hand, but our assignment is clear. I want to encourage my sister, my brother, to know that setting with God is going to bless you. Recognizing that you've been blessed is going to bless you. Seeing Him as sovereign is going to bless you. And you'll get through your seasons. Sometimes we cry, sometimes we laugh. Sometimes we're laughing and crying at the same time. Sometimes it's past due and sometimes it's paid in full. But it's all right, Lord. Now, Lord, we're not trying to lie to ourselves, and we can't lie to you when we say it's all right, because we got to have faith. And see, faith is what makes us say, it's all right, Lord. I'm going to be better by and by. I've been through worse than this. And even if I ain't never been through much, I got through that. And I know I can trust you. Now, Lord, I want you to know you can trust me. I'm not going to lay down and not fight. I'm not going to hide and not be exposed. I'm going for it to your glory. And this hand I'm holding is going to help me, because they love me and they care about me. Oh, yeah, Lord, there's some things I ain't going to never tell them. There's some things they ain't going to never have to know. But see, you know. And if you can look beyond my faults and meet my needs, they can too. But I'm trusting today, Lord, that you put me on assignment to stand by this person. And they squeeze my hand and rub my shoulders and put their arms around me to say, hey, you might be in a short season, but you got a Savior that cares. You might not have a job today, but you got a God who can open up a business just for you. You might be broke, busted, and disgusted, but God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a new blessing. That old car might have put you down, and you riding the bus for a season, but God will make a way somehow. I want to encourage you, my friend, to know what I know, and that is that God is. You fill in the blank, neighbor, but God is. You put what you need to put there, but God is. I know too much about him. I tried him for myself. Heal this people, Father. Restore that which is broken. Bridge that which has been gapped. Kiss us on our face. And we'll be all right. As the writer declared, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come. And God, we're looking for our joy in the name of Jesus. Squeeze your neighbor's hand and say, you all right. God bless you. Go in peace. We hope to see you again real soon. I love you. Tell four people you love them, and five just for the measure.